ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदितयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अपाद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवती उत्तमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapters 2 and text number 13. Ekai kasho gani diyanu bhavat yet padadi yavat tasitam gadabrita jitam jitam stanam apohya darayet param param shudyati dir yata yata ekai kasho gani diyanu bhavayet pada diyavat tasitam kadavrita chitam chitam stanam apahya darayet param param shudyati diyata yata ekai kasho gani diyanu bhavayet pada diyavat tasitam gadabrita jitam chitam stanam apahya darayet param param shujati jayata yata ekai kasho gani jayatnu bhavayet pada diyavat tasitam gadabrita jitam chitam stanam apahya darayet param param shutati dir yata yata. Mm-hmm. padadiya vatasitam kavdainam chitan chitan sana apayam Mother Jesus. Sitan Gadabrita Chitan Chitan Stana Apahyadaraye Paramparan Shutati Diyata Yata Eka Eka Shaha 1 to 1 or one after another. Angani nims. Diya by attention. Anubhavayet meditate upon. Pada adi legs etc. Yavat until. Hasitam smiling. Gada britaha. The personality of Godhead. Chitam chitam. Gradually controlling the mind. Stanam. Praise. Apohya. Living. Darayet. Meditate upon. Param param. Higher and higher. Shutyati. Purified. Dihi, intelligence. Yata, yata, as much as. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The process of meditation should begin from the lotus feet of the Lord and progress to His smiling face. The meditation should be concentrated upon the lotus feet, then the calves, then the thighs, and in this way, higher and higher. The more the mind becomes fixed upon the different parts of the limbs, one after another, the more the intelligence becomes purified. Purport. The process of meditation recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam is not to fix one's attention on something impersonal or world. The meditation should concentrate on the person of the Supreme Lord, either in His Virat Rup, the gigantic universal form, or in His Sachi Ananda Vigraha, as described in the scriptures. There are authorized scriptures of Vishnu forms, and they are authorized representations of deities in the temples. Thus, one can practice meditation upon the deity, concentrating his mind on the lotus feet of the Lord and gradually rising higher and higher up to his smiling face. According to the Bhagavad school, the Lord's rasa dancing is the smiling face of the Lord. Since it is recommended in this verse that one should gradually progress from the lotus feet up to the smiling face, we shall not jump at once to understand the Lord's pastimes in the rasa dance. It is better to practice concentrating our attention by offering flowers and tulsi to the lotus feet of the Lord. In this way, we gradually become purified by the achana process. We dress the Lord's bathing essential, and all these transcendental activities help us purify our existence. When we reach the higher standard of purification, if we see the smiling face of the Lord or hear the rasa dance, pastimes of the Lord, then we can relish his activities. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, the rasa dance pastimes are delineated in the 10th canto, chapter 29 to 34. The more one concentrates on the transcendental form of the Lord, either on the lotus feet, the calves, the thighs, or the chest, the more one becomes purified. In this verse, it is clearly stated, the more the intelligence becomes purified, which means the more one becomes detached from sense gratification. Our intelligence in the present conditioned state of life is impure due to being engaged in sense gratification. The result of meditation on the transcendental form of the Lord will be manifested by one's detachment from sense gratification. Therefore, the ultimate purpose of meditation is purification of one's intelligence. Those who are too engrossed in sense gratification cannot be allowed to practice, allowed to participate in achana or to touch the transcendental form of the Radha Krishna or Vishnu deities. For then, it is better to meditate upon the gigantic Virat Rupa of the Lord, as recommended in the next verse. The impersonalists and the voidists are therefore recommended to meditate upon the universal form of the Lord, whereas the devotees are recommended to meditate on the deity worship in the temple. Because the impersonalists and the voidists are not sufficiently purified in their spiritual activities, achana is not meant for them. Om agyana timinandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshu umenitan yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manopishtan stapidan yena pudale svayanupakadama hyan tadattisvam padantitam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutam Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Lakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Narita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwale Vishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnam Devyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ekai kasho gani diyanu bhavayet padadi yava dasitam gadavrita jitan chitan stana apahya daraye param param sudati dhir yathayata. The process of meditation should begin from the lotus feet of the Lord and progress to his smiling face. The meditation should be concentrated upon the lotus feet, then the calves, then the thighs, and in this way, higher and higher. The more the mind becomes fixed upon the different parts of the limbs, one after another, the more the intelligence becomes purified. There are many wonderful points in Srila Prabhupada's purport. First of all, Srila Prabhupada, he was explaining that there are authorized descriptions of Vishnu forms and there are authorized representation of deities in the temple. Thank you. Just like the post office. The post office, they will set up different mailboxes in different parts of the city so that it is very convenient for the citizens to send the mails. If one is thinking, why not I just make my own mailbox? You know, and if he put his letter in the mailbox made by himself, will the letter be delivered or not? It will never be delivered. Why? Because the mailbox made by oneself is not authorized. Yeah. But as soon as you put the letter in the mailbox made by the post office, then immediately your letter will be delivered. So following the authority is very important in the material things, what to speak of spiritual practice. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also said that it's not working, huh? Maybe connection is a little bit problem. It's working, huh? Very strange. Oh, it's working. Thank you. Krishna said, evam param prapratam imam raja shayovidu sakalen neha mahata yoga nasta parantava. Krishna said, this supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. So in the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada, he writes the importance of following the authorities. Prabhupada said that the Bhagavad Gita, there are many, you know, versions of the Bhagavad Gita. But most of them, they are not authorized. Prabhupada said, in the same way, at the present moment, also, there are so many editions of the Gita, especially in English. But almost all of them are not according to authorized disciplic succession. Yeah. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Although they make a good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This spirit is demoniac because demons do not believe in God, but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. Since there is a great need of an edition of the Gita in English, as it is received by the Parampara disciplic succession system. An attempt is made herein to fulfill this great want. Bhagavad Gita, as it is a great boon to humanity. But if it is accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculation, it is simply a waste of time. So from here we can understand that it is very important to follow the right authorities in order to become Krishna conscious. We know that the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita is to make devotees. By reading the Bhagavad Gita, you know, we should become Krishna devotees. And like Srila Prabhupada, he said, there are so many Bhagavad Gita, especially English edition, but we do not see any devotees before Srila Prabhupada came to America with Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because none of these Bhagavad Gita, they are not authorized. That's why they do not have that power. So following the authority in spiritual practice is very important. Yeah. In the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there's a nice verse also. Describe this point. In the purport of Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter, text number 26, the verse is said, Anyatu evam ajanata sutvan nibhya upasate tepi chati taram teva mityum sruti param yatna. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. So in the Prabhupada wrote very nice, purport, really wonderful purport. Let's take a look, huh? This verse is particularly applicable to modern society, because in modern society, there is practically no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical, but actually, there is no knowledge of philosophy. As for the common man, if he is a good soul, then there is a chance for advancement by hearing. This hearing is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing, because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress. Especially according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able to understand everything. So, probably he stressed here that, you know, we have to hear from realized souls. I mean, that means we have to hear from the authorities, following the instructions of the authorities. That's why we devotees, we are always following, you know, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Yeah. Whatever we are doing, we are following the authorities. Yeah. Then that will guarantee our success in our spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada continued his purport by saying, the worship of the Supreme Lord will then undoubtedly take place. Lord Chaitanya has said that in this age, no one needs to change his position, but one should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. One should learn to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. So that's why we need to surrender to a spiritual master. Tat vidi pranipatena pranipashnena sevaya upatek shanti te gyana gyani nas tatva dashana. So one should approach a self-realized soul and serve the self-realized soul very submissively and inquire from him. Then the self-realized soul, because he has seen the truth, he can impart the knowledge unto us. So that is the way of learning the spiritual knowledge. One should learn to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. If one is fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee, hear from him about self-realization and follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. So we are really fortunate enough because we have such a bona fide spiritual master from the disciplic succession, Srila Prabhupada. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, now we have so many devotees all over the world. Srila Prabhupada is actually like a Chintamani stone. Whoever he touched, you know, will become a pure devotee of the Lord. In this verse particularly, the process of hearing is strongly recommended, and this is very appropriate. Although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers, faithful hearing from an authoritative person will help one transcend this material existence and go back to Godhead, back to home. So following the authority is very, very essential in our spiritual life. Right? Another important item is that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he also said that our intelligence in the present conditioned state of life is impure due to being engaged in sense gratification. And the result of meditation on the transcendental form of the Lord will be manifested by one's detachment from sense gratification. We all know that There's no difference between Krishna's holy name and Krishna himself. But at the moment, when we chant Hare Krishna, we can't really experience that. We all know that in Krishna's holy name, it is include Krishna's transcendental form, Krishna's transcendental qualities, and Krishna's pastimes. But at the present stage, when we are chanting Krishna's holy name, most of the time, you know, especially myself, I just can't really experience that. Why? Like Srila Prabhupada said, it's because our intelligence in the present condition state of life is impure due to being engaged in sense gratification. Yeah. That means our heart is not pure enough. We still have a lot of work to do. It reminds me of the Shishastika verse, the first verse of the Shishastika. Cheto tapana majanam bhava maha davagni niva panam sheya karava chantikam vitananam vidyavadu jivanam ananda buddhi vadanam patipatam punamitas vadanam savatma snapanam panam vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. So our heart has accumulated lots of dirty things from many, many births. But the only way to clean away all the dirty things is by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yeah. That's why it is also said, Harinama, 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 Iva Kimanam, Karu Nastyeva, 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 Gatyanyata. That in this present age of Kali Yuga, the only way to become successful in the practice of Krishna consciousness is to chant holy name, chant holy name, and chant holy name. And there's no other way, there's no other way, no other way. Yeah. So I'll stop here. Are there any questions and comments? Yes, please, Babu. Just wait for the microphone.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your class. Thank you so much for giving this wonderful lecture. Can you dive a little bit more into like the Bhagavad Gita itself with, I guess, the three modes of nature, trying to elevate ourselves like even beyond the three modes?
Mm-hmm. I can't understand your question properly. Can you say it again?
The idea of making devotees and coming to a purified state of consciousness. It was saying in the Bhagavad Gita about like raising that consciousness from laziness to passion to goodness, but the idea of even beyond those. Can you speak even beyond like the three modes of nature?
Your question is that how we can become elevated about the three modes of about the influence of the three modes of material nature, right? Yeah. So the only way, the only way to be situated about the three modes of material nature is to be in touch with spiritual practice, you know. Yeah. You know, we know there are many energies of the Supreme Lord. Now, out of so many energies, there are three main energies of the Lord: the spiritual energy, the marginal energy, and the material energy. So the Divine Spirit Soul is actually belong to the marginal energy. So either he is influenced by spiritual energy or he will be influenced by the material energy. So influenced by the material energy means influenced by the three modes of material nature. So if we want to stay away from the influence of the material energy, we should always get in touch with spiritual energy. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he has set up the international societies all over the world, so that we will be able to be in touch with spiritual energy all the time. Yeah. Actually, the devotees, whatever the devotees are doing in the temple, they are completely different to the non-devotees, what they are doing outside of the temple. Because whatever the devotees in the temple, whatever they are doing, chanting Hare Krishna, cooking for the deities, distributing books, having the kirtan, everything they are doing is spiritual activities. Yeah. Just like, you know, when you are near a big fire, naturally you feel warm, you know. So similarly, if you all the time stay in touch with spiritual activities, then you will be protected. You will not be influenced by, you know, the three modes, that will not be influenced by the three modes of material nature. So we have to stay always with all kinds of spiritual activities. That's why Prabhupada wants us to be engaged in spiritual activities. Yeah. Then you will be protected. You will not be influenced by the material modes of nature. Is that okay, Prabhu? Very simple. Yeah. Anything else, Maharaj?
You quoted a verse there, but I don't think you gave it a really translation, and that is for what you are just talking about. It's mentioned in that verse that you quoted, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively,
yes,
and render service unto him.
Right.
The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. And
right.
Then, having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never again fall into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of me, and thus they are mine.
Mm.
So that says that whole thing that you're saying is that once you become fully captured by transcendence, the three modes cannot enter. It's like having a asbestos. When the fire is outside, it tries to get into your house. But if it has, as the house is lined or surrounded by asbestos, the fire cannot get through because the asbestos repels it. Similarly, transcendence repels the modes of material nature.
That's okay. Wonderful analogy, Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you for your nice class.
Thank you. So we will stop here. Thank you for coming. Gantra Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai. Shira Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.
That's your own copy.
Jai Haribol.